All right, so everybody's worried about AI taking their jobs, or you know what the job market looks like. There's all of these different articles about what jobs are going to be taken over, and you know, for the most part, like it's more operational, more aggregation, and yeah, sure, the capabilities of artificial intelligence are potentially going to reduce the job market. I don't think these are going to entirely go away. I think there's going to be a consolidation. Someone still has to oversee what these artificial intelligence models are doing and to validate the output. And, you know, there's also going to be aspects of how people can change the way they do their job. And artificial intelligence models aren't going to be able to do that. It takes historical data, right, with statistics and probability outputs, a lot of things that these jobs could potentially do. But there's not going to be a lot of innovation within these roles unless there's going to be actual human beings within there. That's not why I think that AI is not going to take over jobs in the next 10 to 20 years. I hypothesize there's going to be limitations in infrastructure, both in terms of energy, water, and just the ability to deliver the semiconductors, the chip manufacturers. We're already dealing with issues in lead times. Like I think now if you're a company that wants to purchase an H100 from NVIDIA into your data center, you're probably going to be looking well over a year. And that's just in the early stages of businesses wanting to develop on-prem solutions, meaning that they want actual high-performance architecture, high-performance compute data centers. But that's a big issue. So yes, you, of course, if you're a company or even an individual, right? Like I can go on AWS, I can run my own AI models and really do some awesome things. However, if you're a company that worries about security, worries about your data, because these artificial intelligence models and what's proprietary to businesses are trying to protect their data, they're trying to consolidate it. They want to keep people from training their models by using their own data. So on-prem solutions, having your own data center is one aspect of doing that. And it requires a lot of energy, not just a little, a lot of energy. I actually put together this PowerPoint, which is not showing. Let me show you this. Where are you? So I put together this PowerPoint of NVIDIA's enterprise level GPUs. You got the A100, which is now two generations of legacy. You've got the Hopper with the H100, which is the current state of the art NVIDIA GPUs. And then the recently talked about B100s, B200s in the Grace Hopper, which is their CPU plus GPU architecture, the Grace Blackwell. So look at the power consumption that we're talking about here, 700 watts per GPU. And a lot of these enterprise architectures have 20, 16, thousands of them pulling this much wattage. And again, this is in addition to the existing data center infrastructure that these companies have. They're not going to go away. They're not going to all of a sudden just remove those. They need to augment their business. They need to acquire high performance architecture to run in their data center. And even so, a lot of the data centers that people have and people, the companies have, can't handle this much power. It's just going to be just an incredible issue that companies are going to have. So now if we go back to this article, where are you? Energy is not the only problem. Water. These GPUs put out a lot of heat, a lot of heat. So now if you have some, you know, data center on your premise that you're running, you can kind of sometimes get away with just having air cool, just a ton of air conditioning units, keeping it cool. Unless you have these GPUs in your data center, you have to have them water cooled. There's no other option. The alternative is that you're going to run these AC units. They're not going to be able to keep up with the demand, the heat output. Then your GPUs are going to run slower, still putting out that amount of wattage. And what's the point at that point? And why is this an issue? Energy. Well, power grids just can't handle it. And a lot of data centers that currently aren't even have the ability, the facility infrastructure to handle the power of this. And you know, what lead time is that going to be to not only acquire the millions of dollars worth of GPUs, the servers, the network changes, the whole high-performance architecture that you need from top to bottom, but also starting with just the facilities needing to be corrected and the cost associated with that. That's going to be the big question. Yes, there can be cloud, but as more and more companies want to consume AI models utilizing cloud, well, you're just kind of putting it off to a different person, a third party, whether it's AWS, it's going to be Microsoft Azure, it's going to be Google Cloud Platform, or any of like a co-location where you share data centers with another company. Well, even those colo companies can't handle the amount of demand that they're going to need for energy, for water. Why is this also a problem? Well, ESG regulations did not go away. California is one that has a lot of regulatory requirements in the next 10 years for companies to get net zero carbon emissions. A lot of this seems to be a little silenced since artificial intelligence came into play, but it didn't go away. The rest of the country has these ESG initiatives in the 2040s or 2050s, and it's just going to be becoming a problem. So perhaps, you know, it's going to be a high business need to consolidate or replace certain individuals, but how are you going to overcome ESG with AI? That's going to be a balancing act that people are just going to have to figure out constantly. Like, this is a big question that people have. Electrical demands, the water cooling, everything. The other infrastructure, supply chain, semiconductors, again, are a huge, huge problem. I think I actually have an image. Yeah, look at this. Look how big this is, this B200 compared to the now legacy H100. See how quick that changed? Just to get more computations within a GPU, it's got to get bigger. And as more and more people are going to be in high demand of the B100, B200, Grace Blackwell GB200, as is going to be the chip demand. I'm here in Austin, Texas, and people are trying to create chips domestically, but it's always going to be a problem. Right now, a lot of people are going through TSMC, the Taiwanese company. And the worry right now, they just got hit with an earthquake, is how that's going to affect supply chain, how it's going to affect lead times. So as the increased demand, the increased computational power happens, and people just see as this as an essential need for their business, that's going to create constraints even further. But now we're just talking about GPUs. This doesn't have anything to do with the existing chip demands that are needed for vehicles, for phones, for everything else that is there in our lives. We're just talking about just the GPU market. So this is going to be increased demand. So that's why I'm not too worried about in the next 10, 20 years. And by all means, I could be 1,000% wrong. In fact, I'll tell you how wrong I've been in the past. In 2011, I was in this physics class. And it was like kind of philosophy of physics. And within there was a lot of logic and reasoning things that we had to do. And then we had to write a paper. And the paper I wrote was that artificial intelligence wasn't going to be around in my lifetime. Now, mind you, this would have been my senior year. I took this class in 2011. And the top of the line GPU for NVIDIA at the time was a 590. We're on 4090s right now. The computational power, I think, was like 5% of a 4090, if that. And, you know, that's even like 1% of what we're seeing with the computational power of like an H100. So, yeah, I didn't have a lot of foresight. I mean, I didn't see crypto coming. I didn't see the acceleration and all the money being fed into NVIDIA for their ability to invest in the R&D and then find a use case for parallel processing for a GPU. Because at the time, a GPU was for graphics. So now we have GPUs, DPUs. And it's just fascinating how fast things change. But I think with the infrastructure, with the supply chain constraints, with the energy requirements of this, that's going to be a major reason why AI is not going to be, you know, just this incredible restructuring. On top of businesses with their five-year forecasts aren't looking to just completely change business processes. Yeah, they'll envelop AI into their business to help augment existing forecasting. But even then, I think you do have these companies with a little foresight, but they can't risk just altering their whole business plan especially the publicly traded companies, for investors. It's just too scary. Again, it's not the capabilities of what artificial intelligence can deliver and, you know, replace certain jobs. It's just going to be the infrastructure that I think is going to be an issue for the next 10 to 20 years.